This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. The New England Patriots have the best record in the AFC, and the New York Jets have one of the worst. As for how these teams arrived at this point, that became fairly clear on a rainy day in Foxborough yesterday as the Patriots routed the Jets 41-3. New England's most lopsided victory of the season. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says his team is peaking right now.
We made some plays down the field. I thought the ones before halftime were pretty big. The defense played great, got us the ball a lot. You know, it was a great win. We played in some tough conditions.
With some heavy rain in the mix, the Patriots defense took the ball away from the Jets three times in the first half. Joining us this Christmas morning, as he does after every Patriots game, is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Happy holidays.
Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, at Gillette yesterday, we had a couple of teams clearly headed in different directions. Now, given that the Jets were not the Pats' most fearsome opponents, how impressive do you consider this win?
Well, I thought it was impressive in the sense of it was their third game in 13 days, and that's a condensed schedule for the Patriots, and they came ready to play, mixing their offense, defense, and special teams, playing that complementary football that the coach, Bill Belichick, preaches.
Right. Well, for you, who stood out yesterday?
So I'd start with Malcolm Butler, the starting cornerback, who had two interceptions and a fumble recovery. He was playing with a little extra motivation. They named their NFL All-Star teams the Pro Bowl rosters for each conference in the week leading up to this game, and he was just edged out at his position after making it last year, so he played with a little bit of an edge. And of course, you can never go wrong with Tom Brady. Three touchdown passes on the offense, and he was out of the game by the end of the third quarter because of the blowout.
The Patriots have raised some eyebrows by signing wide receiver Michael Floyd. He was cut by the Cardinals after a drunk driving arrest. Floyd saw his first action with the Patriots yesterday. How do you think it went?
Well, he played 18 snaps. He was the number four option out of four wide receivers, so it was a limited role for him. He had made one catch for 6 yards, and he got cheered both times the ball came in his direction, which he said after the game meant a lot to him. Overall, it's a small step, but a step in the right direction for a Patriots team that needs another option at that position.
With the Patriots, it does sometimes seem like, you know, another week, another record. Yesterday, Bill Belichick became the fifth NFL coach to win 200 regular season games with the same team. Tell us a little bit about that accomplishment.
I'm going to give you some other names that he joins. George Halas, 318 with the Bears. Don Shula, 257 with the Dolphins. Tom Landry, 250 with the Cowboys. And Curly Lambeau, 209 with the Packers. So it's esteemed company for Bill Belichick. And it's just so rare to see that in this era, the salary cap era, where parity is what the league is really trying to accomplish, yet he has this team that consistently wins on a year-in and year-out basis.
Okay, now setting up the postseason, the Patriots now have a first-round bye. They go directly to the second round of the playoffs, but being as the Oakland Raiders won yesterday, the Pats haven't yet secured that all-important home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. To do that, they need to beat the Dolphins on the road next week, or they could just sit back, lose, and let the Raiders lose to the Broncos.
That's right. And they don't want to do that second scenario. You always want to try to keep it in your own control. Last year, they actually had the same exact scenario where they went down to Miami, had to win. They didn't win. And then the team that they needed to lose didn't lose. So the Patriots ended up having to go to Denver in the AFC title game. And we remember how that worked out.
Did not end well.
Yeah, they lost there.
So given that, how likely is it, do you think the Patriots would rest any players next week to, you know, get ready for the playoffs or to avoid injury?
Yeah, every situation's a little bit different. They actually rested some players against the Jets on Saturday with Dante Hightower, one of their defensive captains, not playing. Their special teams captain, Matthew Slater, not playing. So they might pick and choose a few players, but overall, they need to keep that foot pressed down on the accelerator because that number one seed and home field advantage obviously is a top priority to get.
Well, Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR.